Before I do much, I need to just put this up here for Andrew. It doesn't stay there, but I've waited a long time to be able to put this up for you. So he and I have had, well, I think since he was very little, a rivalry between OU and OSU. So it doesn't really affect anyone else in the room, but for he and I, this is an important thing for me to do. I know I say this every year. I can't believe we're here again. And I can't believe it's been 14 and a half years since these kiddos came into my life. I've been through a lot with them. I can truthfully say they are the only kids in my life that I've been through a hurricane with, and that makes them pretty special. I'll explain that a little more later, but while they weren't the least bit concerned about an impending hurricane, you really get to know kids and parents of kids when you take them out of town and they hear a hurricane is headed right for you at the beach. It was the summer after their fifth grade year. You're going to hear about now, I guess. It was the summer after their fifth grade year, and I always took the fifth graders to Galveston to celebrate their promoting from the children's group into the youth group. It was a kind of a rite of passage, and we always went and spent several days there and just had a really great time. So we went to Galveston. We had spent the day at Schlitterbahn doing all the rides, doing everything you do at Schlitterbahn, I spent the day riding the Lazy River, let me say that. They spent the time doing a lot of rides and things. We'd been there all day long. You don't take your phone to Schlitterbahn. So we had left it in the van, and we'd spent the whole day having the greatest time. No phones, no TVs, no nothing like that. We didn't know what was going on in the world. We got back in the van, and immediately my phone had blown up with calls from parents. What is going on? What are you doing? Are you headed home? What? We didn't know what was going on. So I listened to all the messages, and as we walked back into our condo, finally figured out that there was a hurricane predicted for that evening. We came into our condo, and I don't know if y'all remember this, our condo was like packed with outdoor furniture. The owner had come and taken everything from outside and piled it. So we couldn't get in. We couldn't hardly get to our stuff to get it packed. We were all yucky. We needed to take showers. So it was just crazy. So we spent the time. We took showers. We packed everything up. We decided we were going out to eat a really nice dinner because that was part of why we went. And so we had a nice dinner, and we got and we drove all the way back. And it was like 1:30 or 2 when we got back. It was truthfully a very fun trip, but it did get cut very short. Well, just last summer, these three sitting right here informed me that I owed them a trip to Galveston this summer. So we haven't got that on the calendar yet, but it's coming anytime now. But we have had a lot of fun through the years together. So many stories, I can't even begin to tell them. And although we gave them a really hard time I'm going to do it a little bit more. Most of the stories I could tell you start with Bo. They include Andrew. They include Megan. And that's not true. There's lots of stories I can tell you about all of them. But the really trouble stories that I could tell you start with Bo. Now, they may include Megan and Andrew eventually, but they start with Bo. I do have to tell you that I have laughed more with these three than I can begin to tell you. It was in El Paso, I think, that I sat at a table, at a Sonic table, and laughed harder than I have ever laughed in my life, with Bo telling me the story of his future. I'm not going to repeat any of it. I couldn't begin to repeat any of it. But I don't think I've ever laughed that hard in my whole life. I have watched these three through vacation Bible schools, through mission trips all over, through camp, through all kinds of events. I've had a unique vantage point that not everyone gets to have, because I've been their children's minister, I've been their youth minister, I've been their pastor. I've watched them hold together. I've watched them stay in touch with each other. I've watched them love one another. I've loved them. I've watched them love the other kids in our youth group. I've watched them love our children as they've worked in Bible school. I've watched them love children that they've never seen before as they worked with kids in other places. I've watched them live love. So our scriptures today really do speak to these kids. Our first scripture today tells us in no uncertain terms that love is from God, and if we love, we know God. That when we love each other, we become more and more like God. So in these seniors this year, I have seen God. When Megan and Andrew and Bo and Kyle and Clayton, but especially these three, when you've helped clean up an older woman's yard in Boulder who just couldn't do it for herself, when you helped turn an overgrown corner in Boulder into a beautiful gathering place for a church, when you played games with the children in El Paso who had very little to be excited about, when you helped unload vans full of groceries to be stored until it could be delivered across the border into Mexico, when you stood on the hot roof of a building of a church in El Paso to give it a fresh coat of paint. I've seen God in you. I've seen God through you. But the second scripture today is especially important to you all. It's important to all of us, but to you all. Jesus is speaking, and he refers to himself as the vine, and that we are the branches. We can't produce fruit as a branch by ourselves. We need to be connected to the vine. It's easy to get away from home and to get busy with school and to enjoy the freedom of being away, and to let yourself drift away from that love that flows through us. To let ourselves drift away from the source of our love. It happens to most of us during college. But it's important to find ways to keep that connection to the vine. And the branch has two important parts. It's to be connected to the vine, but it's also to produce fruit. It's not to just be a branch. Maybe that involves getting involved in some sort of ministry on campus, or maybe finding a community there that you can be connected with. Maybe it's spending some time each day praying or reading, but staying connected to the vine and then helping to produce fruit. It's how you keep that love flowing in you and through you as you go about the next journey, the next part of your journey. We've watched you grow. We've seen you go through good times and bad times. You've shared that with us. And each person that knows you and loves you has seen that and has benefited from God in you. And so we thank you today. We thank you for letting us walk on this journey with you. And we look forward to seeing you along the journey as we go forward. And we hope that you know that part of your vine connects you here. And that no matter where you go on this journey, Highland Park is part of you. And you are a part of Highland Park. And you will always be in our prayers. And we ask the same. I thank you for the ways I've seen God's love in you and through.